Hello, everyone. You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 2 for the Rotary Year 2021-2022, April of 2022. This runs just under 16 minutes. Around Rotary Podcast. It's been a few months since we last visited, and much has happened in District 6000, including a new initiative from District Governor Alka to formalize a district-wide approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I am super jazzed to introduce to you a dear friend and fellow Rotary Club of Des Moines member who is going to be heading up that effort. And her name is Claudia Schabel with Schabel Solutions based here in Des Moines. Now, I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with Claudia for several years through our club's activities. Not only is she a dedicated Rotarian and a wonderful person, she's incredibly talented and passionate. And what two qualities to serve Rotary better with but talent and passion? Now, she is, I think, one of our country's leading thought leaders in the area of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So, let's pick up the conversation as Claudia explains her career path and passion for DEI.
Thank you so much, Sean, for the warm introduction and for having me here today. I was looking forward to speaking with you and just having a fun conversation. Well, I became involved with diversity, equity, and inclusion in the beginning of my career, which was started here in Des Moines, Iowa, with a nonprofit organization that connected international visitors with Iowans so they could meet each other and really overcome some of those perceptions and biases that often we make based on things that we hear and not always things that are true. So for instance, this program I remember vividly that I used to manage for this nonprofit organization used to bring emerging leaders to Iowa. And these emerging leaders either had a promising career because they were very open to working with Americans or because they opposed American values and ideas based on policies and specifically international policies. So often those individuals would come to Iowa, meet Iowans, and immediately would say, "You're not like the people I thought you would be." And right there and then, you would see a connection being made, biases being addressed or noticed at a minimum. And from there, relationships will be built and trust will be built. And many of those individuals that came to Iowa and met Iowans have been friends for decades now. And I have some of my friends for decades as well. And that was the beginning of my career with this program in particular. And since then, I have been working worked in corporate America, and I now work as a consultant. I do consulting. I own a consulting firm that is located here in Des Moines, Iowa. We provide strategy, training, assessments, and everything else, because we believe that organizations that invest the time and energy in understanding how to build an inclusive environment, they get their employees to be more productive, more engaged, and therefore their organizations outperform other organizations.
Wow. What a great endorsement of Iowa Nice, right? That's so good to hear, because to me that's really one of the hallmarks of good Midwestern living. So with your work, I'm just kind of curious, what drew you to Rotary?
Oh, goodness. Dick Reasons. Dick Reasons is my sponsor, my good friend, my role model, and he is missed because I don't see him anymore for many reasons, the pandemic, but also now he lives outside of the state of Iowa. But I remember in some instances in which Dick Reasons invited me to attend Rotary. And I remember being very impressed. And I never felt that the club was actually for me. I had this preconceived notion that only business leaders, meaning people with the title and people with the money, could be a part of Rotary. And I couldn't be more wrong. And Dick took the time to show me that that was not the case. So the first thing I did once I opened my own business was to join Rotary. And not because I thought that I had a title or money, that's not the case, but because in terms of timing, it worked out perfectly that I felt that I could allow myself to join the organization and build new friendships. So it's been wonderful. I love our club. I'm not going to tell anyone in the district that our club is the best, Sean. I did not say that, but we're pretty close. We're pretty close of being the best. Love the friendships. Love the work that we do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to think of all of the clubs as the best. They're just, and you know, I've been active in Rotary now for 21 years, and I have never had another opportunity in my professional life to meet so many generous and truly community-minded individuals. And of course, everyone comes to Rotary with different expectations and different viewpoints, right? But we can all typically coalesce around the commitment to fairness and the commitment to doing right and the commitment to building better friendships and goodwill. And I have found wherever I've traveled, and I have made up at clubs outside of District 6000, you always have instant friendship. And I've always appreciated that, both from getting to know in the community, as well as, you know, professionally along the way. So I know that those values carry out, whether we're here in Central Iowa and Iowa Nice, or whether we're halfway around the globe, it really plays out well. So with your awareness of these very important issues, and they are becoming more so today, in my opinion, that we within Rotary, as a worldwide organization, I think have opportunities to really further awareness of this important role that DEI plays, but also living it out. You know, our current international president, President Mehta, is from India, and our incoming president is coming to us as the first female to be International Rotary President from Canada. And I think those are great intersections to say Rotary isn't the club of old men and their dads like I thought it was when we joined. It's far better than that today. So I know you have passions along those lines. What are your observations about helping to better promote awareness of DEI, not only within our district, but maybe Rotary overall?
Yes. So, Sean, let me address a few things, and then I'll be happy to answer your question, if I may. But you know, for the young folks that are listening to us right now, they might think that 1989 was a long, long, long time ago. But for me, doesn't seem that long ago. But that was when Rotary clubs worldwide decided to allow women to join Rotary clubs around the globe. Some clubs, especially I think, I believe in California, and I think Iowa wasn't much behind, allowed women to join sooner than 1989. But that was a watershed moment in history of the club. And now we see 116 years after Rotary started, the first female president, Jennifer Jones from Canada, as you mentioned. So this is definitely a milestone in understanding that not only all members of diverse backgrounds matter, that are important to our club, but also giving women a platform to lead. Because as you know, you and I, Sean, Catherine does a tremendous job as our president, and women have been the, in many instances, the backbone of many clubs. I don't know what our club would be without Kitty. Let's not kid ourselves. But so in many instances, women have been the backbone of Rotary clubs. They have been nurturing membership. They have been nurturing current members. And we need that because we're family. So as we think about the four-way test, I couldn't find an organization that is more aligned with the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion than Rotary. If you look at the four-way test, and if you ask those questions consistently every time you're making a decision, that is the road to inclusivity. That is the road to equity. That is the road to diversity. And you don't have to think about anything else. And by the way, friends, this is not a conversation about being blue or red or feeling divided. This is truly a conversation about how do we treat our community with dignity? How do we nurture our community and build friendships out of the people that we live with? That's what this conversation is about. So that's the vision for Rotary International, and this is the vision for our district as well. And slowly but surely, we'll take baby steps to build something a bit more solid that people will feel that is well-structured and tangible that will help them every day as a Rotarian.
We've been visiting with Claudia Schabel about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion within Rotary. Listen in as we conclude our conversation with her and listen in to these observations and suggestions that she has on how we might begin to incorporate more awareness into our individual clubs.
So what I'd like to leave our listeners with today, Sean, is that one way of aligning diversity, equity, and inclusion with our core values and with Rotary's core values is really to ask ourselves questions. And there are a few questions that you can ask yourself every time that you are faced with a difficult decision or with a big decision or even a small decision that you think is very relevant to you and to your community. And the questions are, am I aligned with my core values in this moment? Two, am I open to different ideas and perspectives? Three, as you look around the room, around the table, who am I not including in this conversation that should be included? These are just three questions that you could be asking yourself on a daily basis when you're really looking for that alignment between how you want to act and impact the world and your true intentions. Because here's the deal, sometimes we have good intentions, but our behaviors are not always aligned with them. So looking for that alignment between your core values and your actions, I think will be an easy way, an intro into diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Friends, we've been visiting today with Claudia Schabel with the Rotary Club of Des Moines. As you've been listening, if anything resonates with you along these lines, please feel free to reach out to Claudia. I'm sure she'd welcome the conversation. And maybe you'd be interested in joining her at the district level and helping to bring this effort to life. So thanks again, Claudia, for joining us and in placing service above self in leading our district movement towards more diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for having me, Sean. I had fun.
Friends, that's a wrap on this episode of All Around Rotary. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have an idea or a subject that you'd like us to cover here on All Around Rotary, reach out to me at seanpci.com. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, friends, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.